Welcome back to the Pop Punk Emo Supremo podcast featuring one bearded lovely boy. It's Roper.
Hey, that's me.
That is you.
And we've got Stubble Buddy. Hunter.
Sounds like Bubble Buddy from SpongeBob.
But you got Stubble.
I do. Got a nice little... Yeah. I like to call it my poor five-man, or my poor man's 5 o'clock shadow.
There you go. Five-man shadow.
Five-man shadow. Okay, so this is the last album review that we're going to do.
Ever.
Probably. Who knows? Maybe not. And we got a good one for you. This one's a little nostalgic for me. It's Chuck No Cat and Chunk's Get Lost, Find Yourself.
Ooh.
Now, basing off of what I've seen... with your guys' like favorite Chunk songs, this might not be the record for you. And in fact, I was thinking about it, Roper. I was like, man, I kind of feel like we should have listened to the new record, but I was just telling, a little more partial to this one.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just telling Darby that earlier. I was like, we're going to review the 2015 one. He's like, why won't you do the most recent one? I'm like, I don't know.
It's a great point. I think we were just picking random records we liked. And I knew that you weren't a huge Chunk fan, so... I figured this would be a good start for you.
Yeah, this was like the maybe the first full album that I've listened to by them.
Crazy. I think you'd like the previous one a little bit more.
Yeah,
it's a little heavier.
I'll have to listen to it.
So, anyway, you've said that so many times. Every time I mention Chunk, you're like, yeah, I gotta listen to those records. And you never do. And I got to force you to listen to one finally.
Yep. So I probably won't listen to the other ones.
Perfect. Okay. If you're a big Chunk fan, awesome. This is great for you. If not, you're going to learn yourself a little bit. And I love that. Are you ready to jump in?
Yeah.
Okay. So before we get into the album review, I figured we can go through some stats or what's going on with Chunk No Cat and Chunk. Well... French emo, pop, punk, metal, and easy core band Chunk No Cat and Chunk, who took their name from a line in the hit The Goonies from 1985. Did you know that, Roper?
Absolutely.
Specialize in heady fusion of hooked, filled pop punk and blistering hardcore. I've never heard of heady fusion, but I thought it was interesting.
I don't know what that is.
So I threw it in there.
Hey,
I don't think anyone does.
Have you seen The Goonies?
I have. I love The Goonies.
Okay, good.
It's probably my favorite old movie. Like before my time movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to watch that movie like all the time and I would like break it up. Like I'd watch like 15 to 20 minutes, then pause it and then come back the next day like it was a TV show.
That is so fucking weird. I've never heard anyone do that before.
I don't know why, but I did it.
Well, all right. We'll judge you later. It's fine.
It's all
right. We should talk about some members here.
Yeah.
We got Bertrand Poncet. Keep in mind, these guys are French. He goes by Bert. He does lead vocals and keyboards, which I didn't know, from 2007 to present, which is 2007 is when they began. So I believe he was one of the founders. Then we have Eric Poncet, which is Bert's brother.
Does he have an asterisk on that E?
I don't know, but I'm going to just Ponket.
No, I would have just called him Eric.
Oh, it does have a little thing above it. It does. So, he's French. It's fine.
It's all right.
He's the lead guitarist and he does some backing vocals. Then we got Paul Cordbard.
Are they brothers?
They are. I said that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you. He does rhythm guitar and some backing vocals from 2007 to present. Then we have Marthius Regal does the
Matthias?
Bass. Shut up. It's French. I can get away with it this time.
No.
2007 to present. Then we have Bastien Lafay who does the drums and percussion from 2014 to present. So he jumped in a little later.
Wee wee.
We have a few former members. Jonathan Donaise, who originally did drums and percussion from 2007 to 2014. And then Vincent Dahmer.
Not to be confused with Jeff.
Yeah. he does the bass from 2007 onwards. Or he started with bass. And then he must have just did it for a few months or something because some other guy came in.
It was better.
Discography is pretty small. We got Something for Nothing, which was a 2010 release. Part of My French, 2013. Get Lost, Find Yourself, 2015. Gone Are the Good Old Days, 2021. That just released. Still Think, That would have been a good one to talk about too, but just know it's a great album.
Yeah, we can always come back to it. Well, maybe. No, we're not doing these anymore.
We're so not. This is the last one. Introduce the album, I said. Well, Get Lost, Find Yourself is Chunk's third studio album. The band describes this record as a more mature form of writing. Grammatically, the album has improved from their previous records and elevated their sound to a more poppy-inspired release compared to their others. Yeah. And then the newer record is... And I don't know if it's just produced better. I think that's part of it. But that's also pretty poppy as well, so... Cool. Good old Get Lost, Find Yourself dropped in 2015, May 18th to be specific. The reception for Get Lost, Find Yourself has a lukewarm for most critics, sitting anywhere from like a 3.5 to a 4. I had such a hell of a time trying to find any reviews from a critic, so
yeah.
I guess they just weren't on people's radar at that time. And that's all I really got. Roper, you ready to jump in track to track?
Yeah.
So excited. Yeah. Let's hit it. Plain Dead. Okay. Roper, I think this was a great introduction song for the record. Love the instrumental part in the beginning that shows off a lot of the skills of the guitarists and drums and whatnot. I love a good, like, where the vocals aren't the forefront of a song for some reason. It just kind of gives me a good vibe. Gets you pumped. The hook, solid. The leads fit so well. I gotta say, the yelling parts mold well into the song and add that extra bit of flavor. Can I just say, can you believe that one dude does both the clean and yelly parts?
Yeah, that's pretty insane, considering like how high registered his voice is and then how deep his actual like unclean vocals are.
Yeah, it's fucking pretty nuts.
Pretty fucking sick, dude.
And he's like 5'4".
Wow.
I don't know if that's true, but I'm pretty sure. He's pretty short, if I remember right. I do think it's a very safe song and follows a lot of tropes we hear in a lot of like pop punk realm-y stuff, but their instrumentation is incredibly impressive. I think as like, especially the guitarists are just, every time I've seen like live videos of their, it just blows my mind. So I gave it a solid 8. What do you think, bud?
Just like you said, killer intro and instruments, pretty fresh to this band. Sounds like a heavier Newfound Glory. The verses really get you hyped and ready to bounce around. Throughout this whole album, I kept a pretty consistent bounce going. So I'd give it about a 7 or an 8.
Solid. Yeah, I think it's a great intro to the song album. I wish that I think Roper and I will both get into that. A lot of the songs on here sound pretty samey.
Yeah.
From time to time, so just kind of depends. We'll jump into track number 2, City of Light. Kiss up as now. We're burning this city to the ground. We won't back down. This time, no waiting. Leave it all behind. Clear our minds. Escape this town forever. Kiss up as now. We're burning this city to the ground. So this seems like a continuation from the first one to me. It's enjoyable. It's just a fun song about how they hate Paris sometimes, which is cool. 7 out of 10. I also, a little fun fact, I found out he lives really close to, I think it's Paul Revere's grave.
Why would not Paul Revere?
Who is the fuck? Who is it?
You mean Napoleon? Who's
the guy? Napoleon. Yeah.
Why the fuck would Paul Revere be buried in France?
My brain just associates weird things. Like,
you probably just thought like they both wear those weird ass hats, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's how I feel. 7 out of 10.
Nice. So like they hate Paris too, because a lot of like other countries just hate France too.
You know? I think a lot of it is from like the interviews and stuff I was listening to. It just seems like their kind of music isn't prevalent there.
Probably not.
Like they were talking about how, like, have you ever, someone asked if they'd ever considered writing a song in French, because that's their main language. And they're like, no, never.
They wouldn't. Yeah, I don't think it would transfer over to the fans that they have now. Like, they know exactly who they're writing to.
Yeah, well, that, but, like, I mean, they started off, it is kind of English. It's kind of like if I was like, yeah, I'm just going to write songs in Spanish, not knowing the language super well.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough enough for you in English.
I know. I'm challenged, but I do my best every day.
All right. I'll stop busting your balls.
They hurt.
Oh, wait. Did you give your rating?
Yeah, 7 out of 10.
Okay. I said it was a good tune, but a lot of this album starts to, like, the sound, it sounds the same, but I mean, like, in that easy core sound, it's pretty easy to do that. I didn't mean to say easy that many times, but I still think it's pretty solid. I don't know shit about Frustrations with Paris because I've never been there, but pretty enjoyable song. I give it about a 7 as well. A lot of these earlier tracks for me, they kind of blend together, but it's like once you get in the middle of this album, that's where I started to find more songs that I liked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I think the intro song was a great choice.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, you're right. It's just, it's, I have a hard time when I listen to music, I like to connect to the lyrics a lot. And I mean, I'll mention this later on as well, but there's just so much, I don't want to use the word basic because I think there's a lot of great one-liners here and there on this record.
Yeah.
But there is just, and I don't know if it's because he's French or it's, or what it is, you know?
I honestly think that is why a lot of the writing seems like kind of elementary or basic to you, just because it's not their first language.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's still good and people still relate to it and dig their music, so.
Oh, absolutely.
And sometimes simplicity is best, you know?
That's true. Are we ready for track number 3?
Yeah.
Good, because then we could jump over to the other line. Okay. This is one of my favorites off the record. I really like this one. Has a fantastic hook in the beginning. The chorus has great tension building. The pre-chorus with the pre-chorus and it hits with just like super catchy and powerful chorus. I absolutely dig that. Second verse has like a nasty breakdown showing off how impressive Birch yelling is as well. So gotta hand it to him there. The line and worst of all, you're predictable. Probably my favorite off the record.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Sing it to me right now.
The line, worst of all, you're predictable as a killer burn.
No, you're supposed to... okay, whatever.
I don't know how it goes, like, right off the top
worst
of my head.
Worst of all, you're predictable. Anyway, sick guitar solo in the bridge. 9 out of 10 for me.
Good job.
Thank you.
I honestly, throughout this record, I love the dirty guitar tones that they have, and especially like in the bridge of this song, and goddamn, those unclean vocals like really hit on this track. I think it's a really fun listen. I can see this being like an absolute terror live. Like, I'd be scared to get in the pit on this one.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, really solid track. I give it about an 8.
I would absolutely kill to see this band live. I think they'd be so fucking fun.
Have they really toured around here a lot? Or,
well, they did a lot of the Warped tours and stuff. They've been on hiatus for like the last, I don't know, 7 years.
Yeah, wasn't it a while?
Yeah, it was crazy. I thought they released a song in 2016.
Yeah.
And then they just disappeared, and I was like, where'd you guys go? And then, because I thought when that song came out, they were gonna announce a new record, like,
yeah,
either later that year or whatever, and they were gone. So glad that they're back now, though.
Yeah.
And now we can jump into track number 4, Sinister. I always love the summer vibes of the guitar lead in the beginning here. I don't know if that's what you get, but that's how I feel.
Yeah.
You could tell Bert was going through some heartbreak with this record. This is an easy listening track, but not like a huge standout to me. So just gave it a solid 7.
Yeah. I really dig the change of pace on this one. It kind of gets you out of those like heavy riffs that the first three songs had. I do enjoy the unnecessary woes in this one, because they actually aren't annoying.
Finally.
And they don't feel like out of place. The cleaner guitar riffs mid verse are like super nice, changing it up from the chug fest that this band is. Might be my favorite track on the album so far. This was like midway through listening to this record. So, definitely going to come back to this one with a 2-step. I give it a 9.
A 2-step? You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that's fair. Next one, pretty interesting. Let's jump into Pull You Under. They'll never kick us down. Coming out heavy on this track. Dude. I think, yet again, the pre-chorus just kills it. I'm just going to talk about the pre-chorus the whole entire time. The best revenge is to push your luck is another great line. I like this track, and I love to see the vocal range and the flow with this one. So I'm going to give it a solid 8. I'm going to push it a little bit up.
Mm-hmm. I said that this is a French ADTR song.
That is 100% correct.
Dude, that's where my mind went right away. You can tell their two like biggest influences are probably Newfound Glory and A Day to Remember.
I would be interested to see who they said. I wonder if there'd be a French band at all.
Pepe Le Pew and the Pews?
Yes, that one.
Probably. Canceled, dude.
Is that a real band?
No. Pepe Le Pew is a cartoon character that got canceled because he was...
Oh, he's in the Looney Tunes, wasn't he?
Yeah, because he loves the female... skunk. That's what it is.
You want to talk about canceled? I have seen a lot of videos from, like, the 1975 on TikTok about, like, the main dude bringing up a girl on stage and kissing her. And I'm like, what the fuck? How is this guy not canceled?
Well, he's British, dude.
I don't care. Pepe Le Pew is French.
I saw an interview... where he's just like staring off into space, and they're like, so how's 30 going to treat you and stuff? And he's like, oh, I don't know, I don't never really been a big drinker. And then the video just like what? Shows it zooms in on his face, and he just realizes what he says. And then the next clip of the video is them showing a bunch of clips of him just like downing a bunch of bottles of wine. It's so funny.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Anyways, just because it's French ADTR doesn't mean I don't dig it. Still two-stepping on this one. I like the nice guitar harmonics in the bridge that you kind of hear in the background, and then they become more prevalent right as the last chorus comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Another Fear the Pit track. Give it an 8.
For sure.
Yeah,
Roper, dude. We're halfway through this record. How'd you feel about the first half?
First half, it took a little bit to like grow on me. But I definitely started to like this album a lot more when, right at this track right here.
Ooh, this one. Are you talking about What Goes Around?
Yeah, oh, wait, no. It was track number 5 that I meant, but...
Well, that ruined my transition.
Yeah, but I see where you're going. I'm sorry, man.
It's fine. I'm just going to move on. Let's do What Goes Around. Song has a strong start and a nice break for the ears compared to Pull You Under. Lyrically, I think the song is pretty plain though, but I chalk it up to, again, like I was saying earlier, the language barrier. I like the acoustic Midwest emo vibe right before the final chorus. I don't know if you picked up on that.
Yeah, well, I read your comment and I'm like, this, what the fuck is he talking about? And then right as I thought that, they started playing those like that riff, and I was like, oh, okay, he's not crazy.
Yep. So add some character to it, which I like. So I'm going to give a 7.
7?
7. Right.
I said, this one's all right. It's a good way to split up the chugs and slow them down, slow the band down a little bit. Then I said, them Leetles in the bridge, meaning that Midwestern emo guitar style riff. I didn't really have too much about this one, so I give it about a 7. There's not a bad song on this record, but there's songs that like outshine
the others.
The others, yeah.
It's a good flowy record.
Yeah, I like it.
Which I'll mention later. But yeah, you're right. When it's like, some of the songs are just like, oh, it's another one like this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, which I guess, you know, like my transition from the last one, we'll just talk about this. Worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario. Turn up your stereo. What you hear is what you get from me. Worst case scenario. You've gotta let it go. If what you hear is what you get is real. Sing it back to me.
Gotta love that acoustic campfire feel in the beginning. Just immediately move, but then it just like immediately moves into the next part is like, which is so bonkers to me because they never bring it back up again. Like I thought maybe in the bridge they would like
there'd be like a nice little
return
callback
to it. Yeah. Nope. Just gone. Just for shits and giggles, I guess. The pre-chorus pretty dope here as well. Gotta love those chunky guitars throughout the song. Really interesting breakdown. There was like, I wouldn't even know if I'd call it a breakdown, but it was like a guitar part that was super prevalent.
Yeah.
Chorus is not my favorite on the record, but I gotta say it's not bad. It's going for that like earworm thing where it just repeats it over and over again. I call it the Blink 182 effect.
Yep.
So I give it a 7 out of 10.
They really know how to like write some good hooks, if that makes sense. Or like hooks, I mean like lyrically, where the choruses set you up to get stuck in your head, like you said, the earworm thing. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that stuck out in my brain. Like I said, really catchy chorus that'll get stuck in your head. Definitely a song that was written to get stuck in your head. Yeah. But I did say this too, like my father before me, I hate whistling in the beginning of songs.
You're such a wimp. It's whistling's fun. It's new. It's different. You know,
I think really what it is I can't whistle.
Oh,
and
it's jealousy.
And then also the last like general manager that I had at my last job, he would literally whistle all the time and I just fucking hated him. So I think that's why I fucking hate whistling so much. Fucking little turd. Okay. Oh, I have more. I said, I love the lyrics. Please keep your pocket change where I lay my head as home. I thought that was pretty like clever.
It's interesting. I don't really understand it, to be honest with you.
Because he's homeless.
Oh.
That's what he means. So they're throwing their change at him to give him money for food.
Interesting.
And I said, pretty fun track. I gave it a 7.
A lot of 7s.
Yeah. I mean, this album's pretty mid.
There's a lot of songs that I would disagree with that, but like for this one, Twist the Knife.
What kills me the most when the knife gets twisted with all the throats, that's how it began. I'm about to burn these bridges, cross you out and cut you off again. You show me no reason for ever thinking twice. Breathing seems like the only really good advice.
I always find myself coming back to this one. I'm convinced that Chunk is like the king at pre-choruses because it's always so damn good to me.
Chorus, dude.
I just don't know what it's just like this tension building they always have with the guitars. And then like finally there's that like lift usually where he's like, for instance, I can remember where it's like, worst case. And then like the music comes back in.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Killer for that part. I really like how they added more from the first chorus and the second chorus and then again on the third chorus. I'm always a sucker for that when like you only get a little bit of the story and then a little bit more and then finally they hit you with the full package.
Yeah, dude.
The bridge with the killer drum parts with like the little guitar leads, love that. Breakdown, also dope as hell.
Yeah,
so they always do a killer job of that. Final chorus is masterful. I love the line, breathing seems like the only real good advice.
Yeah, so, dude. Sometimes you need to be told to breathe.
Mm-hmm. So I gave it a 9.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair rating. Pretty solid. I really don't have much to add on to like what you said. I don't. I sometimes when we do these, well, we won't do them anymore, but like I'll type out the same shit that you literally just said. So I bouncing off of what you said, I said right when the tempo changes before the chorus, I'm ready to fucking go, dude. Sick breakdown, like you said. This song is fucking dope. I'm gonna change my rating on this one, and I agree with you. It's a 9.
I had it at an eight,
but this one's gonna be one of them that I'll come back to, probably play. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Play in like a pump up playlist. You know, when I'm having like when the coffee kicks in at work.
Yeah,
ready to fucking rage, dude.
Just killing it. But yeah, that leads us to our softer sound on the on the record, and that would be Get Lost, Find Yourself.
I lost my way, but I found myself in the sound of open lands. I guess I belong somewhere else than where the ground cracks where I stand.
Definitely my favorite track off the record. The message behind the song is pretty great, and the way it's performed has a lot of beauty to it. Mm-hmm. I always love when these like heavy bands throw us an acoustic track, just throws everything off.
Yeah, dude.
You're like in the mood for something, and you're like, oh, I guess I have to be calm.
You know what I've noticed with that though? Like a lot of those heavier bands, I think the reason why everybody falls in love with those acoustic tracks is because like they're so few and far between. Like A Day to Remember, like If It Means a Lot to You, everybody fucking loves that song, but the rest of that album is just like a fucking like sprint. You know,
yeah,
you're ready to go throughout the whole thing. Like even like Story So Far, when they dropped Clairvoyant, everybody's like, this is the most beautiful song ever. Mm-hmm. So
it's that compare and contrast kind of thing. So
absolutely. Yin and yang
in it, baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, I give it a solid 10 out of 10. All right, go ahead.
I love the intro to this song. Honestly, I wasn't expecting an acoustic track on my first listen. I just thought this was going to be balls to the walls the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a beautiful song. Definitely will come back to this one the most. And those acoustic leadles always get me. It doesn't matter what band it is. Like even State Champs has those leadles sometimes. And those are some of my favorite State Champs tracks. I digress. I give this one a 10 as well.
Gotta love the leadle.
Yeah.
Okay, last track on the record. Make this short and sweet for you. Every Moment.
Tell me if you ever wake up thinking, if you ever wondered how it feels, knowing it could end, and there will come a time when it's too late to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
I was hoping they would end on Get Lost, Find Yourself and throw this song somewhere else on the record. I think it's a solid track, but it doesn't feel like an album closer to me. So I give it a 7.
Okay. I said it might be the best instrumental open to a song on this album.
What about the whistles?
No. I think this one is catchy as fuck. This one is probably my favorite off the album because of the chorus and like how you can sing this, you can start singing the chorus like right as you hear it right away. So I think it's great. Instrumentals are great on it. I give it a 9.
A 9. That was the farthest we got from each other.
Yeah.
All right, Roper, it's time for our final thoughts. Like I said in the very beginning of this, I have like a very nostalgic attachment to this record due to the time it was released and what was happening with me and my life to make it all about me. It was a nice bridge to some heavier bands for me with like actual breakdowns. A Day to Remember was another one of those, which is ironic. Yeah. So just because we mentioned them before, even if some people wouldn't classify this as a heavy record, Roper, you're the outside source here. Do you think this is a heavier record or no?
I wonder who said that it wasn't, because whenever I hear chugging riffs like that, I think it is on the heavier side, but maybe they're just like referring to his vocals being a little more high pitched and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's heavy, but just depending on who the actual judge is off of that, I don't fucking know. Like there's definitely heavier music than this, but
that's true.
I think it's great. So
yeah, the production and musicianship on this record, incredibly well done. Still impressed to this very day. I think lyrically, like I was mentioning before, album falls flat, but I'm willing to give it a pass thanks to that first language. Thanks to fucking English not being the first language for the band.
Or you.
So I averaged all my scores out, got a 7.9, rounded it to an 8.
I'd take that. I said this is pretty fun listen for somebody who hasn't really dug into this band before. A lot of the songs sound similar and flow really well together. I think I'll come back to this one and I might even explore more. I'll definitely check out that newer record. I know I've listened to that one before when it came out, but this band, I had a hard time for it, like actually sticking out in my brain. But yeah, I had fun with this album. Like I was fucking pumped the whole time I listened to it. So it was pretty good.
Yeah, I recommend Pardon My French before the new one.
Okay, is that their 2013 one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Darb told me to listen to that one.
Yeah, he likes that. He actually was the one that got me into it.
That's what he said. And he said that they weren't good past Pardon. Or he's like, yeah, you got to listen to that 2015 album, but they weren't good past Pardon My French. I'm like, what? You got your years mixed up, dude. But yeah.
Yeah, he's always been against anything new by them, which is so I don't know,
but I guarantee you if you played a song if you played like a newer song and like you're like, oh yeah, this Chunk No Captain Chunk, he's like, oh yeah, this is actually really good. He just like wants to think about like not being into this genre anymore. Like he'll think about it and then you'll play something and then he's like, oh, I actually like that. I'm like, quit being such a fucking gatekeeper.
That's who he is. Can't help it.
I know.
What the listeners say?
Listener responses. Do you think we can knock it out in 3 minutes?
I think we can knock it out in 20 seconds if we went faster.
Okay. What's your favorite Chunk No Captain Chunk song? I asked our community. Joa underscore Mora 2007 said, Bitter, flame emoji.
Solid track.
Last Letters New York said, Restart.
Also All Systems
Go. Oh, okay. All Systems Go. New Jersey said, I don't know if I can name just one. I'm nothing like you. Haters gonna hate. Tongue tied. The other line.
Haters gonna hate, baby.
Brad MSM said, Bitter, flame emoji. Man, a lot of flames out there. I almost said a lot of flamers.
Oh, don't cancel us.
Don't cancel us. Come on. Two Eyes Open Band said, Bitter, hang loose emoji.
Do you think anyone was like that? Don't cancel me. Come on. And then they were like, all right.
Kevin Spacey definitely tried the come on. He's like,
he was one of the worst ones.
Yeah, I groomed a bunch of young boys. Come on. It's come okay. On. It's not Hollywood. Big, it's Hollywood.
Deal. Come on.
Fuck that guy.
What's your aunt say?
My aunt said, not sure, but Captain Sensible of The Damned. So I think she's talking about a song by the band The Damned.
Interesting.
She's old school punk, dude. Carson Farrell said, Complete You When That Sax Comes In.
I don't know. Oh, I think that's on the new record. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are like newer songs, aren't they?
Bitter was off the new one. A couple
Haters
Part of
Gonna
My Frenches.
Hate? That's an older one.
There was only one from this record that was even mentioned. That was the other line.
Oh.
So, crazy. Anyway, yeah, thanks for the responses, guys. I honestly didn't think too many people were going to reply to this one, since I don't ever hear people talk about Chunk, which they should.
Yeah, I think they're one of those bands that like get grouped in with like 4 Year Strong and stuff, where not a lot of people talk about them, and then once they listen to them, they're like, oh, this is the greatest band ever.
I know, it's just crazy, so... Are we ready to go to the next segment?
Yeah.
Are any of you listeners in a small and up-and-coming band? If that's the case, Roper and I would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show, we have a nifty Google form you can fill out to give us all the info you need to get your song submitted. You can find a link to our form in our link tree on any and all of our social media. Now to the good part. This week we have You Pretty Things with their song Say Nothing. So who is Oh You Pretty Things? Well, female fronted five piece out of Charlotte playing blues and grunge infused pop punk, which is a very interesting combo there.
It sounds crazy.
So what's the story behind the song? This is amazing. Say Nothing is about a lover who won't commit and strings you along. That's like the most easy, like, the story behind the song I've ever
heard. I know. I read it earlier. I'm like, Hunter's going to be so happy.
I was. I am. So I can't fuck it up this time. Yeah. Roper, I think you know what we need to do.
Kick it.
What'd you think, pal?
They're pretty good. They got some very, like, for this being like all female vocal, like an all female fronted band, I was not expecting like those deep guttural screams. They sounded like this band that I used to watch when I was like in high school. They're called Mind Right, but they would have their producer come on and scream for him, and his scream sounded exactly like that girl's screams.
Well, insane. I think that maybe there was a miscommunication there, because on their Spotify, I see some dudes a part of it. So I'm not sure what happened there.
Maybe it's just female fronted.
That could be it. Yeah. But yeah, dude, the scream really stood out to me. Super great. Music sounded great. Produced super well. I was very impressed, I have to say.
For that being blues grunge infused pop punk, that was pretty fucking dope. And I was not expecting it. Had a unique
sound. Yeah,
very unique.
You pretty things. Only has 37 monthly listeners.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to change after this week.
I sure hope it does. Let's bump them to 38, everyone. Come on. One person. Ah, that's all we ask.
Let's go to 40.
Shit. Okay, cool. All right. If you guys want to check them out, please do. And there, but a beautiful song, Say Nothing.
As a reminder, you can find our link on any and all of our social media. Our username is PPES Podcast Everywhere.
Woo!
Where is everywhere, you ask? That's Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's Facebook.
That's correct.
And that's Twitter. And more. Please drop us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to help our show. What?
Grow.
It doesn't work that well on Zoom, but we can still grow from there. Every single song you heard on today's episode will be on a Spotify playlist. You can also find our playlist of our up-and-coming bands from each season, as well as our pop punk emo supremo picks that I will curate whenever I want to.
Weekly.
It will be weekly soon.
There we go.
And then, you know, the news. We had that show.
It'll come
back. Bringing it back, though, will be consistent. And on the news, it's going to be all your weekly new releases, tour announcements, and so much more, Hunter.
There's so much going to happen. So much is going to happen. We're excited for when we get off our butts and do that next season.
Did you see in March how many fucking bands are coming through Des Moines?
No, I was actually just talking to a coworker today, like, none of my bands are coming to town.
Dude, okay, so I think it's March 5th. Drug Church is playing with, like, Anxious, Prince Daddy.
Oh.
And one other band. Then the week after is when we go see the Wundies.
Gotta love it.
Well, actually, no, it's Knuckle Puck the Saturday after that. My bad. Knuckle Puck, Real Friends, and Bearings are playing. And then that weekend, that's when we go to KC for the Wonder Years and Hot Mulligan and Carly Cosgrove.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a fucking busy month.
Excited for that. Roper, how would you feel about starting an OnlyFans? There's a lot of people been hitting us up in the DMs, and they're asking, hey, what's your willies look like?
Dude, my mom listens to this show.
She can subscribe if she wants, but that'd be weird.
It'd be really weird. And it's even weird that you suggested that I start one when everybody knows
what it looks like.
No, that you probably have the best looking one.
Maybe you have the best looking one. Maybe mine's a little veiny. I don't know.
I've seen mine my whole life. It's not that great.
I mean, I'm pretty used to mine too. Sometimes I look at it and I'm like, cool.